time to talk design. Design Duo brought to you by Gunji and Harsha Dewa.
Hello Harsha, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good too. How are things in Colombo? I heard that there's a storm coming in.
There's a storm coming in. I can't remember. Is it Burevi? Cyclone.
Burevi. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It turned away the last moment. We were so hopeful that it'll hit Sri Lanka.
It'll hit.
It was a miss.
That's good news.
Not as designed.
That's good news. Anyway.
Yeah.
So today I thought of talking about collaboration with you.
Yeah.
I picked that topic because we both of us working in the software space and also in the design space, we always collaborate with different people, maybe within the teams or inter teams or within the organization.
Yeah.
So why do we really need to collaborate with people especially when working in a product organization, I would say?
Yeah, I think especially in software industry, especially in these times where everyone is working from home because of these health restrictions, and you have to collaborate with some limitations and restrictions now. It's not like old days, right? So I think that's why you're asking this question now, because those days collaboration was not maybe not mandatory, or it was taken
maybe too easy.
Yeah,
too obvious easy, maybe. Likely.
Yeah. Now that if you don't collaborate, it's very hard to maybe design a product faster or release a product faster. So I think collaboration is very important in today's world in this remote condition. But above that, as human beings, we are so selfish, right? Within our hearts, within our genes, there's selfishness is there. So the collaborativeness is, I think, like in my opinion, it's not something that is automatically given to human beings. Maybe it's there in other animal races, but not that much. Collaboration is working at some conditions, like if there's a war, or if there are...
How to win the war.
How to win the war collaboratively, how to, how to throw someone off something. So collaboration is always working when there's a goal or when there's a big benefit for everyone. But when it comes to software design, you don't see that kind of benefit, right? It's invisible. Software is intangible. So this collaboration is something that you have to put, like you have to understand and you have to practice it consciously. So I think that is why it's very important to learn how to collaborate.
If we go into the atomic level of an organization, the atomic level would be, if you forget about the individuals, atomic level group would be the team or a development team or a design team, but some kind of a team.
Yeah.
So if you talk more about the collaboration between the team members, if we look at the team in a very black and white lens, there are developers and there are designers. Let's assume that that a team consists of developers or engineers and designers.
Yeah.
So I have seen two types of collaboration, like developer to designer or engineer to designer and designer to designer, or maybe developer to developer, that we will forget about today because we are not going to talk about them. So as you think, like, let's say that when you were working as a developer or a designer, I know that you have worked as both.
Yeah.
What kind of a collaboration that we need to have inside a team to do great work together? Because I have seen a lot of conflicts between engineers and designers, and maybe it can totally devastate a whole product even.
Yeah.
This combination is very crucial. I mean, it is the definitive decisive factor that will define whether the product is going to be a successful product or not.
Yeah.
So if you are a designer, how do you like think about the collaboration with the developer or engineer?
Yeah, I think that's a very interesting question. Designer-developer collaboration is something that that you have to practice or you have to learn and develop. It's not something that is that you will automatically learn. I think you have to be conscious about each other's role. So as a designer, you have to know what is the role of a developer, and you have to have empathy towards each other. So we are always talking about this empathy in product design and design thinking, where you always think about the end user. But I think first you have to have empathy towards each other in the team so that you understand each other. And the second one is, I think you have to build trust within each other. So if you trust each other, if you trust your developer, and if you are a developer, if you trust your designer, I think you can do wonders. Then you can let others have their space to work, and then also be open for comments, right? So I have seen some developers don't like feedback that is coming from non-designers. There are some developers who would not like feedback from non-developers. So I think those two aspects we have to always consider when it comes to collaboration.
Yeah, exactly. And by collaboration, sometimes we misunderstand collaboration as being nice to each other.
Yeah.
When we are working in a team, sometimes we are super nice to each other within the team. Yeah. So we are really reluctant to break hearts, reluctant to point out mistakes of the other person.
Yeah.
So that happens. That happens every day.
Yeah.
So if you are very nice, then you are deemed as a nice person and then everyone likes you.
Yeah.
But if you are, I mean, let's say that I see that some design or some kind of something is not right, then I need to say that. I mean, say that directly that, okay, this sucks. We need to improve it. It's not about like being an asshole and saying that everything sucks and just minding your own business. It's something like you point out what's wrong and then you help that person to level up.
So yes, exactly. I agree with that.
That's the collaboration that I like.
Yeah, of course. I've seen where, like you said, sometimes people are afraid to tell what they think. Sometimes they don't like to hurt each other, like you said. But I think if you don't hurt each other now, all of you will be hurt in the future when your design is bad and when users don't accept your design. So like you said, it's very important that you give your direct feedback, radical candor, direct feedback to anyone, actually, not even designers or anyone, anyone. So when you open up and when you give your direct feedback, there's always room for improvement, because improvement happens when you have something to look at and when you can compare something together, right? Mm. If you don't have anything to compare yourself, if you always get, this is nice, this is good, this is what you have to do, so then you are on your own. You don't know what to do next, right? If someone says, no, this is really bad, and then you try to find what have others done and what's wrong with mine and how can we make it better? So that dialogue opens up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I have seen, there's this being nice to each other problem when two people of the same profession work together.
Yeah.
It's very rare across professions, I would say. People always try to point out mistakes in some other person who's working in a different profession. Like a designer would point out a mistake in a developer, or a developer will easily point out a mistake in a designer. But when two designers are working together, then we see this. Okay, this designer does not want to tell this designer that this is bad because it might make this person look like an asshole.
Yeah.
that and this person.
Yeah, I think that's because of judgment, right? So you maybe you are too good, or you maybe you are trying to be nice, and you don't like to comment on each other's work because you think that okay, if I comment, maybe this person will get offended, or maybe he will think that I'm jealous or something. So we are stepping into each other's private zones, but no, I think as designers, you. Because when it comes to designing, it's a profession, and it's just your imagination, right? And it's all guesses. When you design, you guess something, right? So I think you should be open for commenting and also giving comments and receiving comments. That's very important as designers, I think. That's why we promote, you know, pair design and things like that to enable better collaboration.
Yes. So I know that you are someone who has been experimenting or working with pair design quite a lot in your day-to-day life.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you want to point out that this is really good in pair design, and this is something that we need to watch out for or look out for when doing pair design? Is there any tips like that?
I would, like, off the top of my head, the first thing of pair design is you have to be prepared. If you're planning a session, planning to design as a pair, you have to first prepare. What are you going to design? That should be very clean on the table. And then the other person should also try to notify the other person if he or she is not from your team. Try to notify or try to tell, okay, give a background. Okay, this is what we're going to do. It's perfectly okay.
Are you talking about something like a problem statement of some kind before starting designing?
A problem statement, and also maybe some inspirations, or maybe if you have half-baked stuff, you can just show beforehand so that the person will get a gist of it and have a kind of a background preparedness. And the second thing is that when you join the session, when you try to do the session, try to create roles for yourself and play that role. You don't have to play that role forever. You can just switch maybe every half an hour, 1 hour, you can switch. But try to create a role for yourself. It can be you may be the person who's designing, other person can be maybe the reviewer. So there are, in pair design, there are several setups that you can go for. I can't remember everything. Mm-hmm. But like you have to have different roles. Both can't design at the same time. Even though it's pair design, you don't design at the same time. So one person designs, other person maybe comments, and then you switch the role. Maybe you become devil's advocate, or maybe you try to become the user, something like that. The cool thing of this is it takes like maybe less than half a time to design something design something better. We have tried this and it's working. You always get a better product than working alone, closed doors. So open door policy, pair design with a good plan and using correct roles works.
I think that's because, you always say that the success of the design or how successful the product is going to be decided by the end user.
Yeah.
But when two designers are working, they bring certain experience onto the table.
Yeah.
So that means at least some kind of a feedback loop is already created within the design team itself. As a designer, you know how the users, how your target users are working or have been working. So that feedback is really important. And while designing, if you can get that feedback directly, so I think that's what's working for you.
That is true. And also you get, if you get a person from outside your team or maybe someone new, then you cover a lot of ground that you would cover with end users. And also maybe not even maybe you, for example, you try to do something today, whole day, and you think that maybe 6 o'clock, 6 p.m., when you stop working, you think that, okay, this is the best thing I have designed, or this is the best work I have done. And then tomorrow morning, you look at that and you find a lot of errors, right? That happens.
Yeah.
So that thing, without waiting for tomorrow morning, you can do it at the same time if you do PR design, because the other person will be that you next day. It's not, we are not saying that you are bad. Yeah. You need time, right? You need time to review. You need time to refresh and come back. So that happens automatically within the same time frame if you do PR design. So that's why I think PR design is very important.
Yeah, that's a very good take.
Yeah.
About that. So as we talked about now, we talked about challenging each other and we talked about trusting each other. And I think one of the biggest takeaways of collaboration and working together as designers or as designer developers is learning from each other.
Yeah.
Let's say that you and I are working together on a project. So I can learn a lot from you, and I hope that you can learn something from me too.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
So this learning is really important, I think.
Yes.
Because you might have done the same thing in a different way in some other project that I didn't know about. So
You are exactly right. Because they say that you have to learn every day. You learn by reading, you learn by looking at other people's work, right? What's better than working with another designer and learn at the same time, right? You can't buy that, right? You can go to universities, you can do online courses, and you can watch videos and learn. But isn't it better to work with someone live and learn, right? So like you said, I have learned a lot from you, and maybe you have learned a lot from me while working together, right? Yeah. Even when we have this kind of course also, we learn, right?
Yeah.
So, but if you design together, how much of input and content that is generated? And the other thing is, if you take like learning methods like reading, watching videos, those are one-way things, right? You just consume. Yeah. But if you work, then you do something, and that's like interactive learning, which is the best kind of learning. So I think your point is like 100%. I agree with that.
Yes, let's keep learning.
Yeah.
So I think with that, we have reached a good conclusion. Like, I mean, if you work together, if you collaborate, you need to challenge each other. Otherwise, it's not collaboration. If you are being always nice to each other, then that means something is wrong with you or with the other person. So figure that out and solve it. And you have to trust each other. That's our second takeaway that we talked about. So if you don't trust each other, that means you cannot work together, really. It's just that you are trying to do something, but it's not going to work. And the biggest takeaway is to learn from each other. So it's like an encyclopedia or a Wikipedia right in front of you while you work together. You can get feedback, you can learn new things. So if you are someone who's working or prefer to work alone, I think you need to try out collaborating with someone, and at least for a day or two, and see how it works. So I guess with that, we can end this small talk.
Yep.
So
nice talking to you, Ganji.
Meet again.
Yep.
Yes, we'll meet again soon.
Bye-bye.
Design Duo brought to you by Ganji and Harsha Dewa.